Dan begint het daar aardig laat aan.
One is the best and most superior way is by intuition, which is Yovel and Schnitzel, perfect. A. Stage B, inferior, is Bayis Sheni. There is Yovel, but not an observance of Yovel, just a memory of Yovel for the calculation of Schnitzel. Stage B. According to Rashi, only Midrabanan, according to places, even Minateda, Lefi, the Bavli. Stage 3, now, after the Churban, where you have no memory of Yovel, only the observance of Schnitzel. These are three stages in the observance of Schmidt. So we made copies of a Gemara in Drachis of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. I'm going to request of you to look into this Gemara. This is a very famous, extraordinary episode in Gemara in Drachis that has occupied the mind of every serious Talmud of Shas. What's Shas in the story here? It's a long story. Let's learn it together and try to discover some deeper layers in this episode. Okay? This is the Pedek in Brachas that deals with Tzilus HaShachar. Pedek Revi. Tana Rabbana. Four lines before the wide lines. Before the second wide lines, four lines before the last wide lines. Tana Rabbanon, here are Maisa. Maisa b'Talmid Echad, Shebolis Nerev Yehoshua. Amar Lei, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Eichayva. Amar Lei Rishus. Rabbi Yehoshua Taina, that Tfilas Arvis is not obligatory, it's voluntary. This is the Talmud wanted to know if Tfilas Arvis is obligatory or it's voluntary. That Yeshua said, Rishus. Balut said, Eben Gamliel, Amar Lei Tfilas Arvis Rishus Eichayva. Amar Lei Chayva. Eben Gamliel said it's an obligation, so we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Eben Gamliel. Amar Lei, the Talmud calls Eben Gamliel, Father Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Lei Rishus. You're telling me chayva, but your colleague Rabbi Yeshua told me it's rishus. On my way, Rabbi Gamliel responded, "Hamtein achi yikonsu bali tvisin lebeis hamedrash." Wait until bali tvisin. I'm not exact translation, but something like the big minds, the real thinkers, the great scholars, the great talmidei chachamim. Let them wait till they come in, and we'll see. We'll resolve it once and for all. You say Rabbi Yeshua argues. Let's see what they have to say. Shenichnasu Bali Tvisin. When the Bali Tvisin went into the Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi the Ben Yehoyada writes, the reason the big Talmidei Chacham were called Bali Tvisin, you're now learning the Sugya of Boider, Mustama, right? You're learning Boider? Bali Tvisin, so sin is from the word Mesamenes, which means a sifter. Trei sin, these are the people that sift everything out twice. First their boyer oichel mitaych tzolus, and then their boyer oichel mitaych oichel. That's where their bali tzvist, and that's how he types it. So they all come into the Beis Medrash. So you have there, you're dealing here with the top tanoim of this generation. This is the generation. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, these are all people who survived, who saw the Churban Bayis Sheni, and they lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. You remember the story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai receives permission from Vespasian, Tenli Yavna v'Chachamah, he won't destroy the yeshiva in Yavna. So these are the Talmidei Chacham, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passes away, and Gamliel becomes the Nasi. The Nasi is the figurehead of the Sanhedrin of 70 people. This is the one who like the leader of them. He doesn't have more clout. They all have equal clout, but he's considered the most respected, the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel takes over Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You're dealing approximately 25 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So they all come into the Beis HaMedrash. Listen to what happens. Amar HaShoyal V'Shoal. The Shoyal, we don't know who the Shoyal is. The Talmud. He stands up and he asks. Tzilut Arvis Rishus Eichayva. All over again. Amar L'Rav Gamliel Chayva. Like he said before, he's consistent. Amar L'Rav Gamliel L'Chachamim. Klum Yesh Adam Shechaylik B'Davar Zeh. Is there any member, any human being who argues with this principle that Phyllis Ivers claims? Amalei Rabbi Yehoshua, from all people, Rabbi Yehoshua responds, love. Nobody disagrees with you. Right? There were other people there. He said, let's wait till the Baal HaTzitzit come in. But the only one who stood up and said, nobody disagrees with you is Dr. Rabbi Yehoshua. Amalei Rabbi Yamliel tells, Baalei Neshimcha Amru Li Yeshus. In your name, they have told me that you said it's Rishus, because the Talmud, you remember, came to Rabbi Gamliel, and when Gamliel told him, he said, Rabbi Yeshua told me Rishus. He said, let's wait till everybody comes in. So Fakir, they all saying that you said that he said that you said Rishus. Amar lei, Rabbi Gamliel continued, Yehoshua, amoid al raglecha v'yidu bach, stand up on your feet. He was sitting, stand up, let everybody see, and let them testify that you said Rishus, and now you just said that nobody disagrees with me. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi, va'amar, he said, il molei ani chai v'hu meis yochil ha'chai l'hakris es ha'meis, va'achshav sh'ani chai v'hu chai yech yochil ha'chai l'hakris es ha'chai. This is a choice of words. This is called a choice of words. You see how the person expresses himself. If I was alive and he was dead, who's he? The pastor's the Talmud. Then the living person can deny the one who's dead. Yeah, you can always quote somebody who's not alive. It will never be denied. It will never be denied. But now that I am alive and he's alive, how can a living person deny another living person when he's here to testify against me? In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, I'm caught. I can't deny the fact that I said Rishus, because here is a person who's chai saying the other way around. Hayir Rabbi Gamliel Yosef Adayish. Rabbi Gamliel continued to give his drasha, his shir. But Rabbi Yeshua Emed Aragla, and Rabbi Yeshua is standing. Rabbi Gamliel didn't give him permission to sit down. He says everybody should see who denied the truth. Acherinu Kolom. Until there was a revolution from the congregation, the entire nation started to murmur. There was enough how much they're going to tolerate. Right? This is a great moment. V'yamru l'chutzpis ha-meturgamen. They told Chutzpis, who was the meturgamen, the one who was explaining Rabbi Gamliel's words to the Olam, amoid, stop. Don't continue giving over Rabbi Gamliel's shiur. Stop. There was a semi-revolt here against the behavior of Rabbi Gamliel. Amoid. V'op, listen. Amri, they told themselves, they were talking at common time, the nation. How long is Rebbe Gamliel going to aggravate Rabbi Yeshua and just move on? The Gemara is referring here to a few events that Rabbi Gamliel aggravated Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi brings one was at a Rosh Hashanah event last year, one was an event in Masechta Bechorot, one was an event in Ma'aseh D'Reb Tzadik. Each one is a ganze ma'aseh. The Rosh Hashanah event is the most famous. You all know Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel had an argument when Yom Kippur is based on when Rosh Chodesh was, and Rabbi Gamliel was geyser that on Yom Kippur, according to his cheshbon, so on Yom Kippur he has to come and carry his stick and his money just to show that Rabbi Gamliel has the authority, and Rabbi Yeshua, it was an extremely humbling experience. And then there were other stories. How long? Navle, let's remove him from the leadership. Manoikimle, who are we going to replace him with? Nukmil Rabbi Yeshua, Baal Maisel. He's the man, the pastor, so it looks like it's a conspiracy. Nukmul Rebbe Akiva, Dilma Amish Le Deleshli Shchusavus. So Rebbe Gamliel could have a kveid on him and he could be punished as a result. Ela Nukmul Rebbe Lezer Ben Azariah, the Hu Chachem, Hu Asher, Hu Asiri Le Ezra, Hu Chachem, the Makshir Le, Mephatik Le, as what to answer, Hu Asher, the Isle Le Tluch Le, Be Kesra, Hu Azal Le Polach. Tell her that you think. Rabbi Gamliel is going to go to the king. He also can also go to the king. He also has cash. You understand what this means? Yeah, he has tremendous yichus. And b'meila he won't be able to be punished. Asu v'amrule, they came to him. Nichele lamar, de la avidation sifti, you want to become the nasi. Amalu ezel vimlech v'inshebeit. Let me go consult my family, my wife. Asu vimlech v'dvisu amrule. Dulma mavrim la... Omar lo l'stam eshin eshem echad. They might remove you. They remove him. They'll remove you. Omar lo l'stam eshin eshem echad. Because of the mechel l'machalizma. You have a precious throne one day. Use it. Tomorrow it's going to break. In the meantime, use it. Live it up. Omra le les l'chiyurta. You have no white hair. You're a young man. Pop. Hahu yoyme batamni sveshena. Batamni sveshani hav. That day he was 18 years old. On that happened, and he, his beard was filled with various numerous white hairs. I need to come with Abulazar ben Azariah and the Haggadah, we say it. He was a young man. He was your age. Some of your age. Some of yours age. Some of whatever. I'm not 70, I look like 70 because I have white hairs. Remember his wife's problem of sepasnus, you don't fit, you don't look suitable for the job, was removed. So who becomes the new Nasi of the Sanhedrin of Elazar ben Azariah? That day they removed the guard of, at the door, the Nitnulam Rishusha Kamidim Lukhamid, everybody had permission to walk in. So Yerem Gamliel Masnus, Yerem Gamliel had a different policy, he used to say, Kol Talmud Shein Techi Kebari Leikonos Lebeis HaMedrash. Reb Gamliel had a policy. Every student at the inside doesn't suit the outside. Ein Techi Kebari, the Teich is not like the Bar. In other words, on the outside, he is what they call here in slogan language, a Chiddush Shavacha. But on the inside, he's something else. Reb Gamliel wouldn't allow him to go into the Beis HaMedrash. So Gamliel, who didn't go into the Beis HaMedrash? Most people didn't go into the Beis HaMedrash. They took away the guard. How that day, many cheers were added to the base madrash. Four hundred or seven hundred new talmidim were added to the base madrash. Do you understand how many talmidim? Rabbi Gamliel dismissed 700 students. He dismissed from the base madrash because he didn't feel they were honest within and without. And today, they took away the shomer and he had 700. New cheers in the Beis Medrash. I once heard a darshan give a drasha, and in the middle it got long. It was very interesting, but the people weren't interested in learning. So it got long, and it was in 770 also. So b'meila, in the beginning it was packed. Okay, so it was some big day. So three quarters of the people emptied out of the middle. She says, now I understand Shatan Gemara, who yoyme teisvu kamas afsu with the Beis Medrash. That day there were added cheers in the Beis Medrash. Who do you should say people? He says, now he sees many more cheers are available in the Beis Medrash. But this is obviously not the pshat. The pshat is that there were 700 new people in the Beis Medrash. Havakachol Shadaitik Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel felt tremendously upset. You can understand. You can understand the pain of a person. 700 new Bachrim, new Talmidim, about the Bachrim in the Beis Medrash. They will give up. Maybe you have to change the rule, but that wasn't Komi Shein Techik about it. So Mela, 700 new Bachim in the Beis Medrash. You can imagine how Rabbi Gamliel felt. Because of him, where were these guys? There was no other Beis Medrash. This was the place. And where were they? They were somewhere else. So Chol Sadai to Rabbi Gamliel. He felt horrible. You can understand. Omar, Dilma Chas V'Sholom Manati Tehrim Yisrael. Perhaps I took away Tehrim from the Jewish people. They showed him in his cholim chatzvi chiyure the malian katma. Chatzvi are barrels, chiyure are right white, the malian which are filled katma with ash. The barrels are bright, but inside is garnished. It's ashes. You think inside there are diamonds and gems. On the outside it looks like bright, nice white barrels, and the inside is garnished. Afer. You know what afer is? It's drunk, worthless. You get the point. The point is, Rashi says, they told him, don't worry, the 700 guys, they look good on the outside, but on the inside, there's nobody home. Rashi says, All these seven, and they weren't worthy. You shouldn't worry. It was the right choice. But the Gemara of Elohim, the dream was false. The dream was a false dream. In heaven, they just wanted to make him feel good. When Yisuvah Daita means to be Miyasher and Da'at, to calm him down, they wanted to make him feel good. But the truth is, it wasn't like that. Okay, this is the story gets better and better. Fine. Upon 80 years, Baby Yem Nishnas, Masechta 80 years, which is one of the most interesting Masechtas in Shas, very diverse, was learned that day. Wherever you have in the whole Shas. Boy, be yoim, the Chachamim said this, Paskin, this is that day, that day. The whole Shas. For the Hoysa Halacha, so he said, clearly, based on Medrash Shulay Pushua, there was not one Halacha that hung, that was suspended, that wasn't explained. The Ashrev, the Gamliel, the Munnathim, based on Medrash Shulay Shah. And even Evan Gamliel, the man who was removed, the man whose whole shit was eradicated, the man who was shown in the dream that this is junk, acid. He himself didn't prevent himself from the Magrega. In other words, even 1 hour, 1 moment, he wouldn't leave the Beis HaMadrash. And the Gemara tells a whole story. Hagansa Maisha. It's Nan, by the Yom, by Yehuda, Geir HaMayinu, with name Beis HaMadrash, Amalei Mani, Lavi Bekot, Amalei Mani, Asirata, Lavi Bekot. A man from the Ammonite nation, a Ger from Ammon, the east of Eretz Yisrael, wanted to become a member of the Jewish people so he could marry a regular Jewish woman, etc. And Gamliel said, "Us, I'm afraid of Yeshua, here they go again. Mutzid after Lavi Bekal. Oh, but I'm Gamliel, they claim Emily of Ammon and Yavi Bekal Hashem. I'm Ammonite and the Moabite is not allowed to." Ruth was an exception because Ammoni, the Loy Ammonis, Mayavi, the Loy Mayavis, only men, not women, but he's a man. Yehud is a man. This is the same guy, Amen, Sancheiriv, switched around all the nations. The people are living in Egypt are not Egyptian. People are living in Amen are not Amen. I might be. See, he brings the Pasuk and he says, V'chal the Parish, Meruba Parish. Somebody's Parish from his Makam Akvish, it's Meruba, right, but them are certainly not Amen. Amalerem Gamliel. They went back and forth. I just want to finish it. My Amalei said at the end, he said, "Who love it by Kali Omar?" Amarem Gamliel, Hayol v'Hachi Av. Now here you see another side of Aliyah. Hayol v'Hachi Av. This is the case. Rabbi Yeshua was right. Eizlo v'Afaisa Rabbi Yeshua. Let me go a piece. Let me go a piece. He saw that the community revolted against him. He decided he's wrong. Rabbi Yeshua is right. He mutal abaysi came to Rabbi Yeshua's house. He saw that the walls of his home were black. Omar Lay, he told him, from the walls of your home we could see that you are a Pachami. I say a Pachami, yeah. Huh? Blacksmith. We could see from the walls of your home that you're a blacksmith, a Pachami. On my way, it was all black. On my way, I lay the day sha'ata parnas. Woe to the generation that you are its leader. Sheiata yedeya b'tarim shofamidei chachamim. V'mehim is parnasim, v'mehim is zaynim. You don't know what is going on. You don't know how shofamidei chachamim are getting parnasa. You don't know their pain. Now you come to my house, you find out what type of parnasa I have. How much money I have, and what I do all day. Amar lei ne'nesi loch. You're right, mechayli. Lo yashkes be. It wasn't mechayli. I say b'shvil kvei da'aba, do it for my father. Pius. He was mechayli. Farshim say his father was the Shimon, who was one of the Asara Regimalchus. You know, in the famous paragraph of Tir Rebbe Shmuel, you have the Shimon. And the Mela in Asara Regemalchus, so for his father was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Romans, he was Moichel. So once he was Moichel, so the Kbeda is over, they made up, and the Lilith of Yeshua made up, and they're back together. Amru man neiz of Alema Luhu Rabbana. Amru Luhu, how kaivis amazim, a washer, of course I'll go tell them what happened. Shalach Muhu Rabbi Yeshua Bei Medrash Mandel Lovish Mada Yubis Mada Mandel Lovish Mada Yemalei Lamandel Lovish Mada Shlach Mada Zvana Albash Amalur Rabbi Kibbe Rabbanan Shukhi Gawid Lai Reis Avid Eg Malil Lutara Rabbanan Amal Rabbi Yeshua Mutter Ve'eikin Ve'izul Anol Gabay Al Kol Ponen. It's back and forth. Who should go tell the Olam? Kol Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll go and tell them myself. The Kfeid is over. The Gamliel deserves to go back. Amalur Rabbi Kibbe Rabbi Yeshua and his Fayasta What should we do now? Navrit, we take away the beloved ben Azariah. Mylon bekeidus rein medid. Nidrish mar chadash shabbat or mar chadash shabbat. Also the kinyan will be too much competition one on one. Nidrish and Gamliel plus shabbati. The beloved ben Azariah chadash shabbat. Gamliel gets three shabbats a week. The beloved gets one shabbos a week. Behindu damar mar shabbos on the heiser. So the beloved ben Azariah heiser. Because he had got one shabbos. They made peace, and Gamliel became the master of three Shabbos, and Elazar ben Azariah became the Darshan on one Shabbos, and this was the Maskana. This was the Maskana. And how does the story end? The Yoyisai Talmud, and that Talmud, the Pshimim ben Yechai Hava. This was Rashbi. You finish the whole story. This Talmud who made the Gan Samaita with asking for the service of Shuls, it was Rav Shimon ben Yechai. This is the Maisa. Everybody understands that this Maisa gets, it's very difficult to understand. On some level, if I could express myself this way, it reaches a level of almost absurdity of what transpires. First of all, it seems like the Yeshua is uttering a direct untruth. He tells the man Rishus, where Rabbi Gamliel says, does anybody disagree with me? He says, no. When he did disagree with him, and he was made later that he said something untrue. What's pshat? A. B. If the Gemara wants to say who the Talmud was, it could have said Mechatchila Talmud, the Yeshua ben Yechai. You have a whole story, a very, very heavy story. At the end, when you almost forgot how it all started, because it becomes so dramatic, we go back. Why at the end? Question number three. Why did they take away the guards from the Beis Medrash? Rabbi Gamliel had a policy. He doesn't allow Komi Shein Teichi Kabara Leikana for Beis Medrash. It was a bezin of 71 people. If they agreed with Rabbi Gamliel's policy, their majority, so why did they suddenly change? Elamite disagreed with the Gamliel's policy, so why did they allow the Shem there before? What happened suddenly when Abelazar ben Azariah took over that all the Chachamim agreed, take away the Shem from the Beis Medrash? Again, the Nasi doesn't have power on everything. He's a bad, he'd have to pass. He's in charge, but he doesn't have to pass. Next question. What happened in Mass that is here became white? Ramanashah. What was the point of white hair? What was it for? If you're dealing with a Meister that you have to put his picture on a website, you have to put his picture in a newspaper, but Melos the pastor, if he doesn't have white hair, what are the Chachamim going to gain by him having white hair? There's people that have white hair and they're Amadat. There's people that have black hair and they're going. They knew who the Elazar ben Azariah was, they said before, so because of his white hair, what is it all about externalities? He was a young man. Why confuse him? And the white hair makes him not young anymore. I mean, what's the point? What did they gain? The Mepharshim asked all this. The biggest question, of course, is what was the student trying to do? It seems like, at first glance, he does nothing less than what's called, in the Lashon of one of the Mepharshim, a Mecharshim is. Think about what he does. He goes to Yeshua and asks him, Tzilus Avis Rishus Echayim. Yeshua asks him Rishus, okay? He goes to Ibn Gamliel, says, Tzilus Avis Rishus Echayim. So Gamliel says, it's Chayma. Okay, so you have two opinions. So he right away tells him, but Rabbi Yeshua told me that it's Rishus. What was he trying to do? He's telling them, Gamliel, you should know that Yeshua disagrees with you. So then Gamliel now comes into the Beis Medrash, and then Gamliel says, ask your question. So he asks Rishus to Chayma, and Gamliel says, Chayma. Now when Gamliel knows what happened, he says, does anybody disagree? If Yeshua says no, he says, but you said in my name, Amayda Raglacha, And the Talmud says, yeah, you said it my name. What was this Talmud trying to do? What did he want to do? He created a tremendous fight between Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel. And who is the Talmud? None other than Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as we learn at the end. So that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai created, this tremendous conflict between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. How do you explain this mice? Very, very difficult to understand. One of the last Chabrengens, before Chav Zayin Adar, before the Rebbe had a stroke, was Shabbos Parsha Shmois, Chav Shimon Beis, Parsha of Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe spoke then a lot about the Haggadah. And he was then Mazdir, the Omer of Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Anika ben Shivim Shom. The Rebbe asked an interesting shayla. If you read the Haggadah, Amr ibn Elazar ben Azariah, it's quoted here, Harei Anika ben Shivim Shom, now what happened? I'm like 70 years old, because he has white hair, and I still don't know the source why we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim at night. Achadarsha ben Zayim, Achadarsha ben Zayim said, what it says in Parsha Shreel, Mantiske, Shem Tesh Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, what's Kol? Yimei Chayecha Hayom. By day you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelus. That's the reason of the chiyu of every day and every night. You have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, and we observe it through Krishna. In the middle of the end of Krishna, we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, as Hetesias Chamarit Mitzrayim, and we're Makayim, the Mitzvah Sassim, and Atheret, we mask Yitzis Mitzrayim, by Yema Balayim. Chamme mi mei chayachel, ma zeh kel yimei chayachel, lahavu lo mei Mashiach, kel is not for night, kel is that when Mashiach comes, we're also going to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. Which according to most Mepharshim, they don't argue, it's just a Hesach. The Rebbe asked Hashem, any statements that Elazar ben Azariah said after this, he said first, Hadei Anika ben Shivim Shama. He walked around and said, okay, I'm like 70 years old, and kept on mentioning this in you, and I still didn't hear. Well, you're not 70 years old, you're 18 years old. So of course, when you were young. Elamai, he's trying, the Haggadah is trying to tell us that this happened that day. It was a fresh experience. Hadei Anika ben Shivim Shama, Elazar Chisim. So, the first thing, or one of the first things that Elazar ben Azariah said as a Nasi, was he quoted Ben Zayma. Why? This is like his, it was like his, in Lahav, like his inauguration address. This was the opening. He becomes a Nasi. This was the first statement that ever asked him in a Tabrengen. I think it was the second Sikha, if I recall. Why was this the opening period of Elazar ben Azariah? What was this Sugi? It could have been any Sugi in Shas. You see here that every halacha, halacha is that day. What's up with this? This is what the Rebbe asked. The Rebbe gave them an answer that was a very, very, very geschmackig, gedichta answer. And he explained the chilukei hamadreges between Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. And he explained the whole story on a higher level, the second half of the story. But to see that beside, one can also get insight into the first half of the story, the Hekdom, which explained in different Svarim, Sai in Sifrei Kabbalah, and Sai in Sifrei Chassidus. But before we go to the Pnimiyus, let's go to the Pshat, because then you can appreciate the Pnimiyus much more. If you look in Pesach, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Rishus, the second to the last Pesach on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, he says, Lav Davka Rishus, Eliki the Pernicious Le'el, Olekach Nikri Rishus, Levatma of a Mitzvah Acheres HaYivet. He says, Tzilas Avos is not really voluntary. You have to doubt. It's just, if there's another mitzvah that's going to pass, that overrides Ma'ir. But if there's no other mitzvah, it's an obligation. The Rambam also says, that Ha'idna now, that the Jews accepted upon themselves Ma'idah, it became the minute, so a Meila becomes a Chayim. It becomes an obligation. So the Ben Ishchai, as I say, is called Bnei Yahu on Shas. So he says, like this Tesis, you can explain why Rabbi Yeshua wasn't saying something that's untrue. When Rashbi came to Rabbi Yeshua knew who Rashbi was, so he said, it's Philos Arvis Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua said, yes. However, the Seder then was that in Beis Medrash, when you asked a question, you didn't ask the question. You gave a note, or you whispered your question to a questioner. You know, like you do sometimes by, they don't want to embarrass people, so you give your note, or you ask it privately, and then there was a man who asked all the questions publicly, and the people, the Gamliel, would answer. So the Mela, when the question was asked, Rashbi didn't ask the question. A questioner asked the question. So that the Yeshua didn't know, says Ahmad HaShoyel, not Ahmad HaTalmid. Ahmad HaShoyel is a different person. The guy you always ask. So Rabbi Yeshua didn't know if it was coming from Rashbi, or maybe somebody else was asking the question. So he was scared, if he's going to say Yeshua, it may be understood literally. You don't have to daven mayid. And certainly you have to daven mayid. When Rashbi asked the question, he knew Rashbi knows that you have to daven mayid. Rashbi is asking if the essence of mayid is Yeshua. So the Mele, he answers Yeshua. But when the man was asking, he didn't know it's coming from Rashbi. He thought it's coming from any talmud. So if he answers Yeshua, the man who may not have the background of Rabbi Yeshua may take it wrongly. So the Mele, he said, I agree with his claim. But Rabbi Gamliel didn't realize that. Rabbi Gamliel didn't understand that Rabbi Yeshua was making this distinction between Rashbi and another talmud. So the Mele, Rabbi Gamliel got upset at him. This is Pshat, Pshat HaGishmak of Pshat in the Gemara, based on what Tosfos says. The Ben Yishchai writes this. The Yosef Chaim from Baghdad. Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim. Now, this is Alpi Pshat. Now let's take it a step deeper, Alpi Pnimius, and you'll see a whole different episode that unravels here before our eyes and gives us a little taste of the majesty and the Leichtheit of Teda. A little taste just in this sugya. Bechlal Maidiv, the Tzil of Maidiv, is a complicated Maisa. It's an ambiguous situation for the following reason. Why do we daven Maidiv every day? We daven Maidiv every day, the Gemara says in Tzilas HaShachar, you all know, Shachar is Tomet Shal Shachar, Mincha Tomet Shal Ben Harbaya, thank you, and Maidiv is Kineged, you remember, a Vodim of Pudodim, Shekrevim V'Holchim, Holchim V'Krevim Kol Alayla. There were karbonis brought, but they weren't all consumed on the Mizbeach. Even the tumit, if there were a lot of karbonis, so throughout all the night, the flesh would be eaten up by the fire throughout the night. So mainly we daven Maidiv Kineged that. We don't daven Maidiv Kineged every carbon. It's not even Kineged the carbon tumit. Sometimes the flesh of the carbon tumit wasn't consumed till the night. So the Mele, just like you davening Shachris for the tumit and Mincha for the tumit, there was also the tumit burnt at night. Because there were limbs of the tumit that often were not burnt till the middle, till at night, till after Tzeis HaKecholim. So the Mele would daven Maidiv at night, connected the carbon tumid, the parts of it that may have been burnt at night. Okay. This explains why Tzilas Arvis Rishus, because sometimes it could have been burnt, sometimes not, so it's not ma. Now there's a Gemara in Pesachim, which we learned 2 years ago, Tav Samachez, the Gemara says like this, Oilo Shabbat B'Shabbatai, Oilo Shabbat B'Shabbatai, that the Tomisho ben Arbayim was Tomisho Shachar, Tomisho ben Arbayim, you offer it on Shabbos, you sacrifice it on Shabbos, even though it was Chilul Shabbos. For the Tater wants, you should be Mechalul Shabbos, because for the carbon Tomit, you have to do it even on Shabbos. And even the Evarim Abdarim, even the Evarim Abdarim, you put it all onto the Mizbeach and let it be burnt right then on Shabbos, right there. Drag the Gemara, let it be burnt at night. What do you have to dafka, put it there? It's allowed to be burnt at night. Put it on the Mizbeach. What do you have to add? So Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, here we see that it's Kedai to be Mechal Shabbos just to do a mitzvah at its time, and the time is it should be burned by day and not by night. So even on Shabbos, Chaviva Mitzvah when it's done B'Shaita. Which means a funny thing. The Evanim and B'Donim are not supposed to be burnt at night. They're supposed to be burned by day, and that's why it pays to be Mechal Shabbos, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So that means our whole Maidiv is connected to something that's not supposed to be done with Chatzilah. The whole Maidiv was born in wrongdoing, in a b'di'evedika Maisa. The whole creation of Maidiv was conceived, I don't want to say Chas V'Shalom conceived in sin, b'di'eved is not sin, but it was conceived in a in not doing something properly the way it should be done. That's a very funny type of creation. You're creating a tzillah, keneged, an inyan that you're not supposed to do l'chatchilah. And this becomes the tzillah's Maidiv. The getter of it is hard to understand. You see the problem. It's a stickle serious problem. Rabbi Yehuda has no problem. Rabbi Yehuda believes you could daven mitzvah by day, but according to the halacha, the bonus that tefillas arvus is dafka by night, you have a serious problem. What's the beit in this? The beit in this is hazeh. You learn Masechta Shabbos. Those who finish Masechta Shabbos know the way to Prakim. The Gemara makes a distinction between Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram was Masechta Shachis, Yitzchak. In the Brachos also, Avram Shachis, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv. How do we know Yaakov was Masechta Meiriv? By Yivga, by Mokim, by Yalun Shomim, by Yetze, and Bgiya, with Tfilo. And when he woke up in the morning after the dream, by Yikra Amakim Ahu Beis El Bezeshar Hashemayim of the Gemara, like Avram Shekarei Harv, like Yitzchak Shekarei Soda, Elok Yaakov Shekarei Beis. Avram called Harameiri a mountain, Yitzchak field, by Yitzchak Lusoch Basoda. Yaakov called it a home. Zakhte Marsha, it's brought many times in Chizdus and with the Sichus many times. Avram was referring to Bayis Rishoyim. Yitzchak to Bayis Sheni, Yaakov connected Bayis Shlishi. The first two batim were not homes in the sense that they were dismantled and disintegrated. The third Bayis HaMikdash, the Bayis HaMikdash of Yaakov, Bechir Shabavis, Meshulah Shabavis, is a Bayis in the sense of Kri is permanent, never going to be destroyed because it wasn't built by people, it will be built by the Rebbeinu Shlalem B'chvei Deyabatsi. B'meila is the Chmashma. The three tefillahs, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv are also connected, the three Batei Mikdash, the parallel is clear, of Shachris connected by Yis Rishon, and Mincha connected by Yis Sheni, and Ma'ariv connected by Yis Shlishi. Lefi Zed, Alter Rebbe explains in Torah, why Tfilas Arvus Rishus, it's also brought a lot of times in Chassidus, why Tfilas Arvus is voluntary. It's voluntary, not because of its inferiority, but because of its superiority. Which means, it's a madrega of Bayis Shlishi that a nivra, a created being in the time of Golos, can't really grasp and internalize. Shachris and Mincha represent two experiences that were Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Hence, they were already part of the collective consciousness of Klal Yisrael. B'meila, you can celebrate them and internalize them fully. Mashenkin Bayis Shlishi represents an ein. It represents a consciousness, the Eid of Mashiach, the Eid of the Geula, which can't be internalized because it didn't happen yet. But mainly you can't be mechayev a person and say, you have to daven this, it's beyond the grasp of a person. He doesn't really have a shaykhus to it. So mainly it remains reshus. By definition, it remains beyond you and you can't really be mechayev a person to do it because it doesn't really have such an intimate shaykhus to him. Because of its Maila, Philos Iris, which represents Bayis Shlishi, which is a part of the future. Hence, Maila is Dafke by night. And here we encounter a fascinating stira. If you learn Rashi in Vayetze, it comes from the Gemara in Chulin, the story is that Yaakov was walking, and he came to Charan. And then he tells himself, I passed the place where my grandfather and my father davened. I shouldn't go back. So Kofta de Elei HaDerech, and he comes back to the Harabais. And he davens it, Vayivga Bamaki. He davens it. Which tefillah? Maida. Then the Gemara said, he wants to continue on his journey. So what happened? The sun set early. So maybe he had to sleep there. So he slept near the Beis HaMikdash. So when did he daven Maida? He daven Maida by day. He daven Maida by day. So Yaakov and Yitzchak daven Maida by day. It's an interesting thing. That's pshat, right? But it said he davened there, and then he decided to go further. So the sun set. That means he davened Ma'ariv before Shkiyas HaKama, because the tefillah there was tefillas Ma'ariv, it's not tefillas Mincha. But Yivgav HaMakom is the Makom for Ma'ariv. So he davened Ma'ariv by day. We davened Ma'ariv at night. Ela Ma'ihu Hu Adavar. This is the pshat. You all know, Chizkus had always said, something that l'mayla from the gedder of Nivrayim is called Chayshah. Something that to be internalized by the Nivrayim is called Eir. That's why Yotzer Eir Abayde Chayshah. Yitzira is Eir, and Briya is Cheshach. Briya is not more dark than Yitzira. The answer is, Lagabe, the Nivra, Briya is Cheshach, because it's totally beyond. That's why Tzulun Sharosh, you say, Yitzira, the Tzulun Sharosh, Beir Cheshach is Tzulun Sharosh, because the Kedusha is higher. And Tzulun Sharosh, we don't make a bracha lefi our minig. Our mitzvah is Tzulun Sharosh, the Rebbe explains it, he says, why do we make a bracha on mitzvah Tzulun? He says, because it's higher, bracha melashon hamshacha, and Tzulun Sharosh is two of a high air that you can be mamshach. So that's the p'china of Beir Cheshach. It's the same meaning like Tzulas Avis Rishus. It's too high that you should be able to be mamshich. Chayva means you have to do it, and if you don't do it, something very negative happens, because you have the power here to create a transformation of the soul force. When you do an aveda, it's very serious consequences in the whole world. You can't say that about maida. It's too beyond the person. Al derech filun sharei, with a difference. Filun sharei is a mitzvah. We just don't make a bracha. We're nichlal. We're kol in lahaniach filun. Mashekin maida is bechlal rishus. B'meila, for us, maida is a ninth experience. For Yaakov, who was migrish the eid of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, maida is a day experience. So maida be'etzim is a day experience. But since, as long as there's no gili of the Beis, and this answers the question why the Evadim and Bdorim were really by day, not at night. Maidiv is a day experience. But this man hazeh, the gili of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, is reserved after for the night. That's the Yisayt here. The fee, this whole var, we can now come and understand this Gemara on a whole different level. Well, the Hagdama, it says in Chiddush, that everyone said, it's from the Bnei Yisachar, it says like this. In Tainis, the story, in the beginning of Masechta Tainis, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, once, there was Tisha B'Av, Shechali is B'Shabbos. So he pushed over the fast for Sunday. So he said, Kivin the Itche Itche, let's not fast this Tisha B'Av. But I heard the Chachamim disagreed, and since the Chachamim disagreed, the Mela, they did fast on Sunday. So it's asked the Chiddush, why Dafke Rebbe, why did he decide not? So the answer is given, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, is from Zerah David. So Mela, he felt the air of Mashiach. And he himself and his generation, if someone would have been Mashiach, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, nah. But Al-Derech, he was the Mashiach Shabbatai. So Mela, he felt on Tisha B'Av, it says that the Emeletus is Mashiach, that's why we say Nachem. So by him, Tisha B'Av, he didn't only feel the Churban, he also felt the Geula. Especially Tisha B'Av Shechali is the Shabbos, where you eat and drink mamash. So Mela, in his mind, in his heritage, given the itch, but the Chachamim weren't holding there. The Mela, Lefiza, we have here a whole new amkus to this Gemara. So this is a story that's happening here. Rabbi Gamliel is Mizera Hillel, Rabbi Gamliel is Mizera David. Rabbi Gamliel is the lineage of Malchus Beis David, that's why he was the Nasi. His father was, his Zayda was. This is the lineage of Malchus Beis David. This is a short time after the Churban, with tremendous gzedus. There's a Talmud. Who's the Talmud? The Pshirim ben Yechai. The Pshirim ben Yechai comes and asks the status of Philip Arvin. Who's the Pshirim ben Yechai? We all know the Pshirim ben Yechai. The Pshirim ben Yechai is the author of the Zayar. Because it says in Zayar, quoted in many sikhs, Pshirim ben Yechai told his Talmidim what he heard Lamaila. That when the Yidden will learn Sefer Azaya, then Yifkun Mebei, Yisparnasim in there, Yifkun Mebei Golos Barachim, that's when they'll leave Golos. Like the Shia told about Semtiv, Sheyefutsu Manasete Chutza, then it's Kaashima. The Mele, that Shimon Ben Yechai represents more than everybody else the Giyula, like Tlimi Yisateira Bechlau represents Terasi Shul Mashiach, and he was Megala Terasi Shul Mashiach to the world. There's a famous verse of Rabbi Hillel Padacher, B'Shem, the Alter Rebbe brought in Pelacharim. That l'snei ha'neshomis ha'gvoyis k'moy Rashbi v'chavedov le'nechrav ha'bayis klav. In the world of Rashbi, there was no churban. He was in a cave for 13 years, but the Gilia Lakuz that was in the Beis HaMikdash existed for Rashbi too. Comes Rashbi to Rabbi Yeshua, and he wants to know, it's Philos Arvis, which is the Gilia of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Is it Rishus, or is it still Chayvus? Rashbi is dying to create a halacha that Tfilas Arvis is chayvus, because Torah defines reality. So if in the world of halacha Tfilas Arvis is chayvah, this means that in the world of Torah, the Jewish people, the generation, is ready for the level of Ma'ariv becoming internalized, that I can obligate you to daven Ma'ariv and say, if you don't daven Ma'ariv, this is a very deep consequence. Why? Because you're capable of being mamshik, this type of earth, which is a whole guy that's usually beyond and transcendent. But he comes to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua is Amgalim, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's Yeshua. Sorry. This is privately. He comes to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, Chayva. Gamliel is the Nasi from Malchus Beis David, right? He represents that higher type of Gilead. Chayva. Good. But Rabbi Yeshua says, Yeshua. What Rashbi, he's not trying to create a fight between them. He's struggling here. Is there a way Is there a way to be mamshich this consciousness into the world of Rabbi Yeshua too? So Gamliel says, let's wait till everybody comes to the Beis Medrash. Let's see. Let's see the map. Amad Asayel Vashal. Tfilis Arvish Rishus Echayim. Gamliel says it's Chayim. Stands up Gamliel and says, does everybody agree? It's not a small question. This is a question that will define the energy of the generation. And the consequence of that energy is everybody agrees that it's Chayim or is there somebody who holds Rishus. The one who believed it was Rishus gets up and says, La Chayva. So Gamliel says, what do you mean? This is not a joke. You said before it's Rishus. Suddenly, you're in the matzav of Mashiach. What happened? So Rabbi Yeshua answers, if I was alive and he was dead, Yachal Achai L'Hakrish HaSachai. Achsav Shani Chai V'Hu Chai. Yachal Achai L'Hakrish HaSachai. You understand that simply this doesn't make sense. The way to say it is, I lied. Right? What are you making a pilpul from the fact, right? Somebody calls you over, says, what's going on? You say, this is what happened. But he says, this is what happened. So either you invent a story, and if not, you say, I lied, right? Who stands up and says, if he was dead and I was alive, then I could deny. But since he's alive and I'm alive, how can a live person deny? It's a very cute way of saying it, but what does he mean? But Lafi, this Yisrael, you'll understand very well, he meant something else than completely. The uniqueness of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is what? It's Nitzchi. It's Chai. It's eternal. The uniqueness of Yaakov Avinu, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is Yaakov Avinu Lei Meis. The Gemara says in Tainus also, Yaakov Avinu Lei, same daf actually. Daf Hei with the Maisa with Rabbi. Yaakov Avinu Lei Meis. Yaakov Avinu is Chai. Now here there's a Meiridik and Cham Sefer. Cham Sefer writes, Joshua's Cham Sefer, beautiful verse. Says like this. Tumas Meis, again, Tayyark said also, Tumas Meis is unique. It's Matame Ba'oyel. Tame Ba'oyel means if you're under the same roof like a mace, everything under the same roof becomes Tame. Which is a fascinating concept. You didn't touch it. You didn't carry it. You didn't come close to it. It's the other side of the house. You're under the same roof. Tame Ba'oyel, Tumas Meis. Says the Chasam Sofer here, the Yisai the Nigla, that it's the Chasam Sofer writes, that it's a Meida de Kazakh to Davin in the same shul and under the same roof like a Tzadik. Because the point is, when you're whatever you are, when you're with somebody under the same roof, their energy comes to you. So Mela the mess is Metame the person. If there's a tzaddik davening and you're under the same roof, some sefer writes this, so his madrega is nishpa to you. He says, this is the makir and nigla for it. Mela is like this. When Rabbi Yeshua is on his own, Rabbi Yeshua is on his own. When Rabbi Yeshua is in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel, the light of Rabbi Gamliel becomes the light of, becomes Rabbi Yeshua. Becomes Rabbi Yeshua. And it's no question, anybody who experienced it knows what this means. Take a simple example. You can have a bacher who on his own can have machshav zaris, can have all these types of taivas, right? Then if he was standing in the dalet amos of the Rebbe, Parshat Begashmis, whether it was by a tkiyah shofar or by hakafas, he was not the same person. 10 minutes ago, he was ugly. 10 minutes later, or a day later, he might be very ugly. Over there, he was taken a different matzah. And he didn't even understand how he could be otherwise elsewhere. How he could be elsewhere otherwise. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel Yeshua says like this, Umale ani chai v'hu meis, yachal achai v'hakish as ha-mes. The chai could be matzah the mes. Avol v'achshav shani chai, v'hu chai, I'm in the presence of Rem Gamliel, Shehu Chai. He represents the level of Chai of Yaakov Avinu Leimei. He represents the level of Chai of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will never be destroyed. How can I deny the reality of the Geula that dwells in this room? If it was a matzav of Misa here, when I'm on my own, I can deny it. No, Rav Shimon ben Yochai was there, but Rav Gamliel wasn't there. Rav Gamliel is the Malach from Beis David, not Rashbi. Rashbi is the Talmud, Rav Gamliel. But Rashbi asked the question, he wants to be at Ma'edah, but the master is Rav Gamliel, not Rashbi. The Mela Achshav Shani Chai V'Hu Chai, Eicha Chai Yochel HaKrish HaSachai. How can I deny the Metzius of the Chai, which is making me Chai? The Melech Tzilus Arvis is what? Is Chayva. Here is Chayva. Outside it may not be chayim. You know, there's the story that Chidim say to Mendel Haradoker, he's a Talmud of the Magen, he was once in Tveria, he lived in Tveria, that's where he's interred. And once there was a Meshugana, you know, B'chol Dor V'Dor, there's always the Meshugayim. So B'meila, there was a Meshugana who went up to the Harazesen with a big shofar, and he started to blow. You know the man, he started to blow shofar. So rumor had it in Yerushalayim that Eliyahu HaNavi arrived, and he's being Mevaster, he's heralding the coming of Mashiach. So rumor had it, and in a few minutes it traveled from city to city to city, and they went to the Mendel Haradoker, they told him, Eliyahu HaNavi is here blowing with the shofar, Mashiach is about to come. So the Mendel Haradoker opened the window, and he stuck out his head, and he went, and he shed a tear, and he said, Leider, leider, noch nicht, not yet. Everybody asked the question, he could have go like this in his home, why did he have to open the window? So you understand the answer, because in the Mendel Haradoker's home, hat allemal geschmeckt wie der Reiches am Mashiach. So he had to open the window and smell outside. So Rav Gamliel says, in this place, in the presence of Rabbi Yeshua says, in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel, it's a whole different matzah. Tfilas Arvis is capable of being nimshich through the Aveda of a Yid. Now, we'll see this Yisoid, will understand well the beer that Rebbe said Parshas Shemais Tavshim and Beis in the difference of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Gamliel. What identifies, what defines the difference of the Aveda of Mashiach and the Aveda in Golos? So it says in Tanya, Pedeklam et Aleph, and in many places in Chiddush, the difference is, in Zman HaGolos is the Aveda of Iskafia, and in Zman HaMeshgula is the Aveda of Ishapch. What does this mean practically? It means as follows. Iskafia means, internally you struggle. Internally you're not sure. There's a big struggle, and you have to. You have to subdue your inner ra, your inner evil, to serve Hashem and fulfill His Ratzon. Ishapcha means transformation, metamorphosis. The entire metzias of the person is transformed, that his seichel, his midas, his entire identity is in sync with Ratzonalia. Iskafia means no, his identity is not in sync with Ratzonalia, and therefore he has to be kaifa, he has to crush, subdue, fight, battle, and struggle with his nefesh abam is where in his hapch he's transformed. In Yemesha Mashiach is a massive of his hapch. In Zman HaGolos there's no gili elikus. So even if there are moments of enlightenment, there are moments of clarity, but most moments, or at least many moments, there's no clarity. On the contrary, there are questions, there are doubts, and certainly there are moods that are antithetical to Ratzon Hashem. Elamai, you have to fight and maintain your integrity and purity, even when your midos have issues and your seichel has issues, through commitment, through willpower, through Kabbalah, Sel Malchus Shamayim, etc. Right? What's practically the difference? Practically the difference is like this. An ishapcha person, the outside and the inside are identical. Outside he serves Hashem and inside he serves Hashem. An iskafia person, ain't teichi kebara. That's how the Rebbe explained it. Ain't teichi kebara. Ain't teichi kebara doesn't mean here a liar. A guy who says one thing, and we're not talking about a liar, we're talking about a person, be'etzem ain't teichi kebara. He tries hard, he works hard, but inside, he's a mess. He's decadent. There's a lot of rotten fruits in him. Ain't teichi kebara. Mitzadzim and Gamliel. Why are you coming for this Medrash? This is not Yiddish guy. He was a Mashiach to come out of his hapach. Mitzad, the other Tanayim, including the Elazar ben Azariah, they understood that it's not yet Yemesha Mashiach. Rav Gamliel holds Tfilas Arvis Chayva. Tfilas Arvis Chayva, you can't go into the Beis HaMedrash if it's Ein Teichi Kebara. This is not Judaism. They held Tfilas Arvis Rishus. We're still in Golos. B'meila, the energy is Golos. B'meila, Mansach is Kafi, Nish this hapach. You can't demand this hapach. It's unfair. It's not what God wants. Hashem wants his Kafi. Okay? This was a big debate. When Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, he prevailed. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, we asked the question, just because he became the Nasi, they took away the Shaim, who was right? Rav Gamliel or Rav Elazar ben Azariah? The answer is the white hair. The white hair, this is a very interesting word, says in Kabbalah Sfar. The white hair. What's the Nakud of the white hair? On the outside, what does he look like? He's old. And on the inside, what is he? He's young. This proves to them that the Aveda is ain't teichi kebara. That's the word. The miracle didn't accomplish. He has a white beard so we could put him on the internet, on the website. You're not dealing with hypocrites, with external people, with PC people. It was all about the picture. These weren't picture perfect people. You're dealing with Tanoim. B'chlal is not negay Tanoim and Anshayem. The word was something else. It was a statement. It was a statement. Here's a man. On the outside he looks old, and on the inside he's young. The inside and the outside are inconsistent with each other. Why? Because this is the Aveda. In other words, this is not something to destroy and say you don't belong in Klal Yisrael. This is legitimate. Not only it's legitimate, as it says in Tanya Perek Chav Zayin, this is the Nachas Ruach of Zman HaGolos, that you befeidish have Ra, and you have evil, and you struggle, and you have, like the Alter Rebbe says, Taivis Heter and Taivis Isser. The Alter Rebbe is very descriptive in Tanya Perek Chav Zayin, the book we discussed in the morning. And the Alter Rebbe Tainis, that B'chol Tchiyah V'Tchiyah, every time a person crushes a machshava zaris, talik yikara de kuchabricha b'kul ha'almin, there's an explosion of kedusha in all of the world. So it's not something, oh, okay, we'll take him in too. Yikonis l'beis ha'medrish, this is Yiddish guy. This is the Aveda. When Mashiach comes, no one knows, this is the greatest Aveda. Yikonis l'beis ha'medrish. How? From the wine here, this is where you see it. There was once at a Fabrengen, you know, B'chal the Rebbe at Fabrengen, he kept his hand under the table. Now, Tom said his hands weren't moving. Under the table, he would almost throw his hands like this. If he looked under the table, he would push it, throw his hands. He saw the tishtach was coming up. But his hands were always under the table. I remember once in the middle of a Rashi Sich, suddenly the Rebbe was in the middle of a Rashi Sich, and his hands came out, and they were flying. It was like, nobody knew what to do with himself. But there were certain times he took out his hands out under the table to give a graphic description. So once the Rebbe was talking about a skafia. He said that it says in Tanya, another place in Chassidus, that when a Yid has a taiva, when a brecht a taiva, a machtes kafia, verta shtudim, verta ibekerenish, he said in Gan Seder Ishtal Shulus, there's a transformation in all of the world, that's what it says in Tanya, that all the worlds are affected by it. There's a gilia lakus in all the worlds. So he said, shtal tzichfar, his hands were shtal tzichfar, imagine, as a Yid brecht eimol a taiva, he breaks his taiva, so he took out his hand, he says, in Gan Seder Ishtal Shulus, well, with the Gan said, and the whole said that there's a transformation, and the hand went right on this. So I'll call upon him. This is call me Shane Peche Kebari. You call us for Beis Hamadrash. You call us for Beis Hamadrash, right? Good. Now, here comes the Chiddush. V'afrim Gamliel leimonat from Beis Hamedrash Shachas. Rem Gamliel also wasn't meineya Beis Hamedrash Shachas. The Rebbe Taitzit made it. He said like this. We asked before why the Belozer ben Azayah's first drasha was what to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Balayla. Yeah, to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Balayla. This already explains. The Blazer ben Azayah taking over the Nesiyas meant a Yerida. It meant that the Dur wasn't ready for Tfilas Arvis Chayva, only for Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Right? That was the issue really here. The issue was him Gamliel is on a different level. He's detached, so to speak. He's higher. By him, Tfilas Arvis is Chayva, it's not Rishus. So the Blazer ben Azayah takes over the Nesiyas in Golos, representing that we are in the midst of darkness. We are in the midst of darkness. Zogdi Rebbe. And the Stam wasn't a coincidence, or certainly wasn't a coincidence, the timing that Rebbe said it to. Mom was one of the last Fabrengens. Rebbe Lazar ben Azayah, the moment he became a Nasi, he defined what's the definition of a Nasi. What's the definition of a leader of a Rebbe? What's the definition? How do you define? What's your function? What is your function? To be nice? Certainly. Your function is maskilin yitzias mitzrayim balaylas, which means like this. It's easy to recall yitzias mitzrayim by day. Day, in the sense of light, when it's bright outside, you could remember geula. But balaylas, when it's finster, when it's dark, to remember yitzias mitzrayim, that's inconceivable. You could tell the story of geula when it's luminescent outside. But when it's dark outside, when it's a chayshich chichasa aret, not just physical darkness, emotional, spiritual darkness, where is there a room to tell a story of Yitzias Mitzrayim when you're in a state of night? So the function of a nasi is to lift up a generation and to help them still remember and tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim even in night. V'chachamim ha'imrim yimei ha'olam hazakal yimei chayecha lahavi l'meis ha'mashiach. Even when Mashiach comes, you're going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the chiddush? What was the difference of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mashiach? By Yetzias Mitzrayim, kivarecha'am. And when Mashiach comes, it says, Loi b'chipaz melecho, you'll go comfort. The Rebbe explains in Tanya Pedek Lamed Aleph. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was a scaffold. So you had to run away from Parah. The Parah within you had to run away from. Mashenkin, by Mashiach comes, you don't have to run, because there's nobody chasing you, because there's no raz that's happening. The Mela, you would think, Bizman Hazeh, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that celebrates his kafir. But Bizman HaGeula, what are you going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Zog the Gemara, V'af Reb Gamliel, Leimona Asmer, Beis HaMedrash, Afilu Shah Ach. Even Reb Gamliel, who represents what? The Avodah of Mashiach, Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leimona Asmer, Mashiach, Mitzad the Maila of Iskafya, you would think Reb Gamliel would totally disengage himself from this reality, Zuckman, that even when Mashiach comes, you're still going to mention every day Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? The answer is because Iskafya has a magic to it that makes it worthwhile to internalize even in a state of Iskafya. What's the magic of Iskafya? The union of Bittul, which doesn't exist in Iskafya. Like we learned in Miknadav and all those Maimonim, that Mitzad Mitzias, the Eved Nemun, is much greater. But Mitzad Bittul, it's Dafka, the Eved Pashat. Because his I is not present in his Avedis Hashem. There's no I because he doesn't identify with it. So the relationship, in a way, is much deeper because it transcends his ego completely. He doesn't have, there's no I involved. So maybe even Mitzad Aveda Rem Gamliel, he stayed in the Beis HaMedrash to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim even in Yemei HaMashiach. Even in Yemei HaMashiach, he's going to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now he comes to make up with Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, there's a problem, you don't know what's going on. You don't see the Talmidei Chachamim are dealing with black. These walls are black, Chayshah. Tfilas Arvis is not Chayvah, Tfilas Arvis is Yeshua. You don't know what's going on in the reality with Talmidei Chachamim. So Rabbi Gamliel understands, Rabbi Gamliel appeases Rabbi Yeshua, and here comes the great moment, that Rabbi Gamliel becomes the Nasi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the Nasi. So you have here now a synthesis of Reb Gamliel's world and Reb Elazar ben Azariah's world. Reb Gamliel is 3 weeks and Reb Elazar ben Azariah is 1 week. So you have here, in other words, both being mekabel from both. Reb Elazar ben Azariah is mekabel from Reb Gamliel, who wasn't meineh satmeh beis hamedrash afilu shah achas. That's maskirin yitzias mitzrayim afilu lemeis hamashiach. And Reb Gamliel is mekabel from Reb Elazar ben Azariah that he also came to the beis hamedrash. You see, Reb Gamliel learns about the Maila of Iskafya even in the state of Yemei HaMashiach. And Leibach Gisa, the Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim were Makabal, the union of Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim, Balaylas, that even Balayla, there should be an union of Geula, even if not the Shleimus HaGeula, like by Rabban Gamliel. Here the Gemara says, V'yosei Talmud, Reb Shimon ben Yechai Hav. Why at the end? The Ben Ishchai says, Amayda de Kevart. He says, if it would say in the beginning, you would read the whole story and you would have very negative feelings to Reb Shimon ben Yechai, that he basically made a churban and he basically made a fight. So the Gemara doesn't want, even for a few minutes, you should have bad feelings to Rashbi. When you read it at the end, you say, ah, as a result of Rashbi, there's now two Nesiyim. There's Reb Gamliel and there's Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Which really means that at the end of the day, what Rashbi accomplished was, yeah, he didn't. He wanted to bring Mashiach. Lepayel, what did he bring? Only Golos. What Rashbi accomplished was, this should be the beginning of the link between Reb Gamliel's world, and which is the world of Mashiach, and the world of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, which is the world of Tfilas Arvis, Rishus, with his Tul Chayshach. Al-Pi Kol Zeh, will understand the Inyan of Shmita and Yoivu. You still remember? You still remember what we began with? Shmita and Yoivu. Huh? What's the difference between Shmita and Yoivu? Shmita and Yoivu is these different. Both of them are Shabbos Dik, in the sense that you liberate the land and you liberate the people, but there's a difference. In Shmita, the earth is liberated, but no people. and no homes, only the earth, that's it. Slaves remain slaves. And in Yovel, everybody and everything becomes liberated. What does this represent? So Chassidus explains, Shmita is Bittul Hayash, and Yovel is Bittul B'Mitzias, which means Shmita is a level of Bittul that only relate to the earth of the person, which means it only relates to the lowest part of the person, it only relates to his Kayach HaMaisa, or Machshava, or Dibur, like it says in Tanya, the Levushim. The lowest, most practical part of the person is Shabbazdik, is liberated. But the internal identity of the person is Befeidish not. Mashenkin Yoivul represents that the Kedusha, the godliness, permeates everything, that a person is not a slave on any level. In Iskafia, the person is still a slave to his own instinct. A slave here represents, not only a slave to other people, a slave to yourself. And you have to battle with them because they still own you. Mashenkin in Yovel, the person is free. So Yovel, Alma de Chedu, once in 50 years, represents a different type of Eir, which for that you need all the Shvatim together. So now you have three ways to do Shmita. One is in Bayis Rishon, you did Yovel and you did Shmita, which means you had the Tachlis HaShleimus of both. You had Sai, the Maila of Ben, and Sai, the Maila of Evan. Or in the Lashon of Chassidus, the Kabbalah's Eil Gufa was with a Geshmak, and the Geshmak wasn't a Geshmak limited to the person's ego, it had also the Maila of Kabbalah's Eil. So you had the perfect synthesis of Shmita and Yovel. That's Bayis Rishon. That's Bayis Rishon. That's the first thing. What's the second level? The second level is Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, you can't have Yovel anymore. But at least you have the memory of Yovel. And Yovel informs Shmita. In other words, you don't do Yovel, but you know when Yovel is, and based on that, you do Shmita. What does this represent, Beruchnis? It means like this. You know what Yovel is, you understand what Yovel is, and because of that, you can do Shmita. Which practically means, like we spoke once about Palti ben Layish. Remember we spoke once about Palti ben Layish, Yedaka b'cherem. There's a concept in a person's life that there was a time that he was very inspired. So even when that time is not here anymore, but he remembers it clear, he knows exactly what he felt then, he identifies, and he knows then he was clear, he was right. So even though now he doesn't feel it, but he can act based on it because he has a memory of Yovel. He doesn't have now the experience of Yovel. He doesn't observe Yovel, but he has the memory of Yovel. And that informs the Shmita. That's the second level. And then there's a third level, there's only Shmita. He doesn't even have a memory of Yovel. In other words, he doesn't even have a moment he can go back to and say, ah, this was a great moment of inspiration. For example, you have the story with Nechemya Dubrovna, that he was once traveling in Russia, and he saw a general whipping a soldier. What was his sin? They said it was winter, you know, Russian winters are not easy to bear. And he stood guard in front of the Tsar's palace. And it was so cold that his leg, the bottom of his feet, the sole of his feet, froze to the ground, froze to the ice. That when they moved him, there was blood on the ice because his legs froze to the ice. There was blood. So the general is whipping him. So Nechem Dovna said, you should give him a medal, not whip him. I would have ran away. He stayed there until his legs froze to the ground. You should give him a medal, not whip him. So the general tells Nechem Dovna, and he's screaming, and he said, I told her, you're wrong, I told this guy. In Russia there was a minig that before you joined the army, before the revolution in 1917, you went into the Tsar for a private audience. And the Tsar would make you take an oath that you're going to serve him with loyalty. So he told the soldier, he says, the oath that you took in the presence of the Tsar when you were there 25 years ago, you were in his room and you took an oath in front of the Tsar to serve him loyally, that should have warmed you so deeply that your legs shouldn't have frozen to the ground. So Nechemi Dubrovna was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. He says that for the next 25 years, he was warm from that story. Because he remembered the yechidus he had by the Alter Rebbe. So mainly he stayed warm from that story watching it. That's that you remember Yovel to be Mekadosh Shmita. You don't have Yovel, but you have at least a context. You have a reference point. Practically speaking, it means if there was a time that you were clear and you made decisions then and you knew that then you were clearest as you can get. Even though later you're not there, but you know what's right for Haraya when you were not drunk. this is what you felt, so even though now you don't feel it, you can still act on it. Then you have a metzius, you got nothing. You got no memory, I'm smiling, it's not so funny. You got no memory, you got no context, all you have is shmita. That's after by Yisheni, they don't even have the memory of Yehovah. What's shmita? Shmita is only Kabbalah Sel Malach HaShemayim. It's not that he has a memory of a tapcha and that inspires the skafia. He only has a skafia. He doesn't have any inspiration within. Elamai, he knows this is Ratzon Hashem, this is the right thing. He does. He does. L'cha'ere, this is the lowest level. On another level, the opposite, it's also the highest level. Why is it the highest level? Because why is Yitzhak doing it? He's doing it because of the essence. Because in essence, this is who he is. That's why he's doing it. Tafke faker. There's no feeling, there's no sex. So why is he doing it? Leave it, go. Elamai, deep down, this is his essence, and his essence is emerging without seichel, without middis, and mele he's doing it. The etzem goes deeper than seichel and middis. The chitzaini is it's lower than everything. The pnimi is it's higher than everything. With these that we understand all the biyunim. We understand why in Bayis Sheni they counted Yevil. And after that, the bechal stops counting Yevil, al-pichsidus. We also understand the machlekes of Bavli and Yerushalmi. In Bavli, which is Alderech Rebbe Yeshua, Tfilas Arvis Yeshua, Bavel. The Gemara says, Machshakim HaYeshivani is a Talmud of Bavel. Bavel is called darkness. Yerushalmi is Yashar, it's it's Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Okay. So Mela, in the level of Bavli, Teshva says, in the level of Bavli, you do Shmita without doing Yeshua. According to the Yerushalmi, Teshva says, you cannot do Shmita without doing Yeshua. There's no inyan of shmita without doing yevil. For shmita to be shmita, it has to be yevil. Wait, what? This is the vart. What's the gedder of shmita? According to the Yerushalmi, in the world of the Yerushalmi, there can't be yevil without shmita. I'm sorry, there can't be shmita without yevil. Mashiachim, in the world of Bavli, there could be shmita without yevil. Fakert. That's the machshakim haShivani, the Talmud of Shobavel. That's the avoyde mitzad the chayshach. Mitzad the Kabbalas El Malchus Shemayim, the Avod of Iskafi, the Avod of Rabbi Yeshua, the Avod of Tfilas Arvis, Rishus. So you have three stages in the person's Avodah until the lowest stage, Shmita without Yevil, which according to Tesis, how he explains, according to the Yerushalmi, Takiv, you're not observing Yevil, there's no Shmita, there's no such a thing. Masha'enkin, Mitzad, the Bavli, there is Shmita without Yevil as discussed above. But Mela, what do we have here in conclusion? We have here in conclusion in Azar. You could say maybe that a Chafsha, that there's three Tkufas. I'm not going to be very specific here. But those of you who understand will understand. There's three Tkufas. There was a Tkufa of Yevil and Shmita. Yevil and Shmita means there's a Tkufa of Mamish of Gili Elikos, which allows for his Hapcha. Yevil, together with Shmita. In other words, the Kabbalah Israel was informed and inspired and permeated with the Maila of Yevil. That's one tkufa. Then there's a tkufa after the Churban that there's no Yevil anymore. But at least there's a memory of Yevil. In other words, there's only Shmita, but at least you can count the years of Yevil and you refer to years of Yevil, you can talk about Yevil, you can remember Yevil. And that's already not an experience of Yevil, but it helps inform the Shmita. You know what Yevil is like, and therefore, even though it's not here anymore, on a concrete level, on a physical level, but somehow, you can still maintain its identity by referring to it, by remembering it, by recalling it, Manu Yevilus L'Kadosh Shmita. And then you have a time when there's not even a memory of Yevil, right? The person who grows up, he doesn't even remember Yevil. So all he has is Shmita. All he has is the Aved of Iskafia, the Aved of Kabbalah Soil, without seeing the power of Yevil. So B'meila, on one hand, the Sikha says this is a very unfortunate state because you don't even have the memory of Yevil. But then the Rebbe writes here in the Sikha in Chelek Zayin that I mentioned in the beginning, that on the other hand, There is something about this level of Shemitah that's deeper, not only than the Shemitah of Bayis Sheni, it's even deeper than the Shemitah of Bayis Rishon that had in it Yevil. Although Bechitzoni is it's much lower, the Pnimi is it's much deeper, because what does the relationship come from? The relationship comes from essence. And therefore, on a revealed level, the inspiration is so weak and so meek, because there's not even a memory of Yevil, and yet you still see a sense of connection, a sense of belonging. What does it come from? It comes because this is who the person's essence is. And the essence emerges dafke in the Shaved of Kabbalah cell. So the Chitzenius is lower, and the Pnimius is deeper. Mitzad Yerushalmi, which demands earth, which demands light, there's no Yevil, there's no Shmita. Mitzad the Bavli, that finds the power in Chesach, he says, there could be no Yevil taka. But Shmita itself has its own magic that's deeper than Yevil. It's the magic of Etzel. And this is what Ibn Gamliel learned from Rabbi Yeshua. Ibn Gamliel himself came to learn the power of Rabbi Yeshua, Philosophus Yeshus. He came to learn the power of Shmita without Yevil. There's a Shmita that's independent of Yevil because it has something that goes deeper than Yevil. This Tafki could be in Talmud Bavli, can't be in Talmud Yerushalmi. It could only come from Rabbi Yeshua, it can't come from Rabbi Gamliel. It could only come from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it can't come from the Yichus of Rabbi Gamliel. This is what Rabbi Gamliel learned. Va'afra Rabbi Gamliel le'mona atzim ve'samedra sha'achas. Tafki the Maila of Iskafi, which is the reason that even when Mashiach comes, we'll mention Yitzias Mitzrayim because this Gilui HaEtzem that comes out Daska in the Avodah of Shmita without Yevil is something that will be cherished, and not just cherished but celebrated, Maskidin. It will be mentioned every single day, even L'Meis HaMashiach. May that be taken from Miyad Mamash. Efshe Noch Maidev, Rabbi Weinfeld. Well, my tongue is down and I'm not going to be able to sing it.